The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. You know, Mr. Weintraub, I'm not sitting here as I just had that discussion about, you know, Vance and Al thinking that Michigan, based on what they've seen from the Maize and Blue and what they've seen from other Big Ten teams, is a legit contender for the Big Ten championship. But, you know, there's no discussion about beyond that. So as we have this chat about the playoff committee punting, understand that this is not a segue from the last segment in any way, shape, or form, suggesting that somehow,
mutually
exclusive conversations altogether.
It might benefit Michigan this year or down the road, but it's not. This is a bigger picture conversation, not specific about Michigan.
But not surprising, right?
No, we expected them to punt. This is all, Sam. I'm laughing, right? Because the SEC had the whole thing set. They were ready to roll. They had everybody in agreement on the 12-team expansion and everything they wanted. And then one of their own member institutions leaked to the Houston Chronicle what was going on with Texas and Oklahoma because they didn't like it very much. But in the end, that member institution, Texas A&M, voted to admit those two schools.
Which you knew they were going to do.
So now it's a unanimous approval. But now the other conference are saying, yeah, hold, pump the brakes. We're not voting on this expansion of the playoff quite yet. We're not giving the SEC everything that they want. So the SEC got the expansion that they wanted, but they didn't get the playoff expansion they wanted. So they kind of got screwed by themselves, which is pretty funny if you ask me.
Might that be Texas A&M cutting off its nose to spite its face to
that might be the case,
leak
but
it,
it's still funny. I mean, I'm laughing at because we're watching from up here.
Oh yeah, I hear you, but at the time, I guess there was going to be no brotherhood. They weren't going to be able to appeal to anyone else in the SEC and say, you wouldn't want this to happen to you. No, that wasn't going to happen. It was, and they were going to vote. They were going to get browbeaten into that unanimous decision. But this was a little thumb your nose, a little middle finger to the league. Problem is, Texas A&M, you know, there's some talk that Jimbo's team, could they be a threat? Could they be a squad? And what if this affects you and you were the one that leaked it yourself down the line? I mean, and you wind up being harmed by it down the line.
Right, if you're like the next team, like in a couple of years when the playoff expansion would have happened and you're like, well, if the expansion happened, we'd be in, but we're not. Oh, A&M it's pretty funny. I mean, there's no question the SEC, it's going to hurt them. And whether A&M cost themselves a playoff spot, you know, not this year, obviously, but in the, you know, whatever this would have taken shape. So in the next 5 years or 4 years, I don't know when it's not, you know, because it's eventually still going to happen. It's just a matter of it's slowed down. And the question is, how much has it slowed down? I do think it's going to cost somebody in the SEC, and I'm going to keep laughing about it. It's funny.
Yeah, now they won't care as long as it's not them. Like, if it's the rest of the SEC, because right, they learn real quick how they fit, how their voice is valued in that league.
Yeah,
not very much.
Valued enough to get Texas in the league.
Not very much. They were dragged kicking and screaming to that unanimous vote, and then they did it. Like, what choice do you have? So, Mr. Weintraub, as we look around, obviously we're focused mostly on Michigan Rutgers, but I am really interested in this Wisconsin Notre Dame game. Both teams have been disappointing in some respects. Now, Notre Dame, though, moderately so. I mean, how disappointing can you be when you're sitting 3-0? But I think there was some expectation for their defense to be better than it is. Conversely, there was some expectation for Wisconsin's offense to be better than it is. And then, oh, by the way, Jack Cohn. You think Jack Cohn is licking his chops? I mean, you talk about a game with some drama heading into the weekend. This is the one that maybe I'm anticipating because I want to find. I mean, this is a you would love for Notre Dame, or excuse me, for Wisconsin to have a dog fight with Notre Dame before the Michigan game, right? You'd love that. mean, this is an ideal scenario. So fired up for this game. Problem is, I just don't think that this is the kind of defense that is going to tax an offense that hasn't lived up to expectations early in the season. Notre Dame's a sieve on defense, Ira. You watch them at all? I mean, they were like, you were in Florida State's house. Florida State's a better football team. Don't be alarmed that Florida State took you to OT. And then we saw Florida State lose to an FCS team. And then Notre Dame get pushed to the hilt by Toledo. Only reason why they held Purdue to, 13 points because they didn't let the big drum in, Ira. That's what they did. They kept the big drum out. Purdue would have given them a game if they let the big drum in. But you get my point. This is not a complete team. Is that going to be taxed against number 18, Wisconsin, who, again, coming out the gate, maybe it's the case for them. As you look at them already having a loss on the schedule, maybe it's just the case that they drop one to one of the better teams in college football. Could it just be that?
Sam, it's not a great weekend in college football. There's not a great slate of games, but there are a couple of games that are really intriguing, and there's no question that the noon game from Soldier Field is the top of the list. Jack Cohn going against his former team. It was interesting because I was reading, I want to say it was on SI.com, but I honestly don't remember where I was reading it, but it was one of those, so far this season, disappointing quarterback lists, right? And you've got Howell at North Carolina. He's starting to play a little better, but he obviously got off to a really disappointing start. But two of the names that were on that list are playing at Soldier Field on Saturday in Chicago. Graham Mertz, who took Jack Cohn's job, and Jack Cohn, who left because Mertz took his job and he went to Notre Dame. And it is very interesting because you can have a really ugly game because neither quarterback snaps out of it. You could have not great defense allow a quarterback to snap out, right? I'm not sure what we're going to see. What I want to see more than anything else, though, is just a really, really physical football game.
I'm right there with you.
The rest I don't care. I got a really physical
I'm looking
football
at this selfishly,
game.
Man.
Come on, Notre Dame. Play tough. Be physical.
I'm looking at this selfishly. You don't really ever pump Notre Dame up, but
if they're playing your opponent next, they're going to be. And for that matter, Sam, Notre Dame doesn't want it to be too physical of a game because you know who they play next week?
I don't know who they play next
week. They host Cincinnati next week. So think about the game that both of those teams are playing on Saturday at Soldier Field, and they have to follow it up the following week with what is arguably for both teams a bigger game.
Yeah, it's good placement on the schedule from Michigan's perspective.
I agree.
So you like that, but again, man, it could be the case that Wisconsin just ran into one of the best teams in college football. Penn State may be one of the – based on what we've seen, so, I mean, they went to Camp Randall and got it done, and then they beat Auburn at home. I guess we got to say they are one of the best teams in college football.
They are through the first – for the first third of the, or quarter of the season – there are a lot of question marks still about Wisconsin, kind of like we're going to ask, people are still asking question marks about Michigan, right? They're, for different context. For Wisconsin, it's because, like you said, maybe is it that Penn State's that good? We don't know. But I think we'll learn a lot more about them on Saturday. It's a really intriguing game. Needless to say, while we're, we'll have that game on in the tent while we are doing the key bank countdown to kickoff.
I just find it interesting. I mean, there was so much talk about, I mean, they're always going to run the football. But like, oh, now Graham Mertz has some experience.
Yeah, we talk about
and
pumping the brakes.
He has more skill talent around him.
That conversation had a lot of pumping of the brakes. I don't know, and I haven't dug deep enough because, we're focusing on Rutgers this week, so we haven't gotten too far into the next game, but we'll watch the game on Saturday a little bit and pay attention. And obviously next week we'll get deeper into it. Is this maybe a slightly down year for Wisconsin along their offensive line? At least does it look that way through the first few games? Or is that dictated by their opposition? Can Notre Dame kind of help us answer that question a little bit? I don't know if they answer that because Notre Dame hasn't been great, as you said, on defense. But Wisconsin was supposed to be – this was supposed to be their best or most well-rounded passing whatever offense
sure was.
That we've seen out of Wisconsin.
Sure was.
And it's not, at least not yet. It's not, and we hope at least for a few more weeks it still is not. but it doesn't look like it's as good a passing offense as it was when, say, they had a guy named Russell Wilson there, right?
Oh, hell no.
Right? Like, but they said this, no. but they gave the impression, because
they did,
Mertz was this big-time recruit, that he was going to be, by now this year and moving forward, he was going to have that offense and the passing game really humming. And I'm not saying they won't at some point this year, but they have it at this point. And that's why he and Cohn are both on that list. It's a pretty long list of disappointing quarterbacks. There were high expectations for a fair amount of quarterbacks this year. Penix, we talked about, he was on the list.
There
are a lot of quarterbacks this year that
I'm pumping the brakes on that talk, yeah, Ira. That, good grief.
Of all the returning quarterbacks, or even the quarterbacks that are first-year quarterbacks that were expected a lot out of them, right? C.J. Stroud has had a slower start. I mean, he's got great, but a little injury issue has got to impact that. But you go and look down the list, quarterback play in general, maybe that's just – we had a lot of conversation coming out of the Washington game about not throwing the ball a lot, right? But if you look around the country and you look at the quarterbacks that we expected to be great, a lot of them aren't great yet. Doesn't mean they won't be, but like last year, right, Trevor Lawrence was just great off the jump. And I haven't seen that from the guys that we expected to be great. I mean, even Spencer Rattler, and maybe this is more about his offensive line has not been great, and maybe it's more about other guys around him than it is the quarterback, but even Spencer Rattler has not been the – he's going to be the number one guy kind of guy yet this year. But I think a lot of that's due to it. Their offensive line hasn't been that good.
Yeah, and now you're starting to see that, the Heisman talk is in disarray. Like, the guys and who they thought were going to be Heisman guys.
It's always like that, because the winner almost every year doesn't come from the pack at the beginning of the year. But at the end of the day, the pack usually kind of filters out in October. You may add a few names in September. Like, so Zach Charbonnet's name would be a name that people were adding or whatever, right? You subtract names that the big names usually start falling off in October, because the early September games are the ones where they're the cupcake games, and they usually warm up and they have big numbers. Now, they're not all cupcake games for these conferences, these teams either, but they have not been. Yeah. Heisman, if we had a Heisman conversation for the first countdown to kickoff and we had a Heisman conversation this coming Saturday, it would be totally different.
Yes, it is. I mean, I'm taking it on the chin about guys I was talking up already 3 weeks into the season. Like, what were you looking at, Sam? I thought Michael Penix was going to be that dude, going to be the best quarterback in the Big Ten. Not even close. I thought Sam Howell was going to take it to another level, be your dark horse guy for the Heisman that rises to become the favorite. No. I mean, I don't think I'm the only one that thought those guys were going to be really, really good this year.
Vegas agreed with you too, Sam.
Man, we got to get to a break. As we do, any of your tree trimming and landscaping needs, Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor is who you should call. They're where you should go. You can find them online at ymonster.com. That's ywhymonster.com. Because they are going to treat you and your property different than all the rest. Treat your property like it was their own. Treat you like your family. That's how Mike Porter and his team at Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor, that's how they do business. So you're looking at, a job, a stump grinding, tree trimming, anything in between, they got you covered. And those of you with oaks, with elms, the pruning season, the pruning window is closing. Get the experts on your property to take care of those precious trees. You got to get it done in the right window, because if you do it outside of that window, you leave those trees susceptible to infestation. So again, Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor, serving all of Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Go to ymonster.com. That's ywhymonster.com, or call Mike at 734-385-4444. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.